And I am now going to tape a deep granular dive, because that was what we intended to do, into drafting an FCPA clause. The material that is in your handouts is not a particular clause, but it's language from clauses. And these are, as I go through this material, I just want to sort of, you know, give you a general disclaimer that the opinions are not those of Anadarko. They are my personal opinions. There we go. Okay. So we're going to talk about some of the key elements of a clause, and I'm going to, throughout this process, reference from a sort of a been there in the trenches, some elements to keep in mind when you're talking about inserting an anti-corruption clause into another document, whether it be a joint operating agreement or, for example, a master services agreement. These, while we often think of these as standalone obligations, they do have to work with, and there are important interactions with the agreements in which they live. Some of the key elements of a clause, not surprisingly, definitions. We also like to have a good covenants, representations, and warranties. All of that's pretty nice, but if I don't have a way to investigate, follow up, or get information through audit, information, and certification, I don't have quite everything I need. I'm going to talk about some additional provisions, some nice-to-haves. And then finally, remedies. Andy Derman this morning did a really good on his coverage of the AIPN 2012 model JOA agreement. There was some fairly extensive discussion about some of the changes that, did I just say Andy Derman?
Thank you for the credit.
You're welcome. Jim Barnes? Andy Derman, taking credit for Jim Barnes this morning, did a great presentation on some of those provisions in the model form that have changed in the area of anti-corruption.